Angel Mom, My Daughter Would Be Alive If Joe Biden's DHS Had Followed the Law. By John Binder on January 22, 2024. Angel Mom Tammy Noble says her 20-year-old daughter Kayla Hamilton, allegedly murdered by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, would be alive if President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, personnel had just done their job. As Breitbart News has chronicled, Hamilton was strangled to death and raped in July 2022, allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who had recently been released into the United States Interior as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, despite being an MS-13 gang member. Nobles and her attorney, Brian Claypool, announced they are suing Biden's DHS and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, for failing to vet the illegal alien for his gang affiliation in El Salvador before releasing him into the U.S. Interior. The hardest part is that this could have been prevented. I could still have my daughter if they had just done their job, Nobles told News Nation. I want everyone to know what is going on at the border. I had no clue what was going on before my daughter was brutally murdered and raped. But I do now. The story is just so mind-boggling knowing how nobody at the border did their job and checked his background. All they had to do was make one phone call to El Salvador to know he was an MS-13 gang member on the list. It's just crazy how he got from Texas all the way to Maryland to be in the same trailer as my daughter. Emphasis added. Claypool said the DHS, whose expansive catch-and-release network at the southern border is carried out by Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, has to be held accountable for Hamilton's murder. On numerous occasions, Claypool said, the DHS broke with protocol to properly vet the illegal alien MS-13 gang member accused of murdering and then raping Hamilton. All they had to do was to follow their own protocol, lift the t-shirt of this young man that was trying to enter the border, and they would have seen a gang-related tattoo, Claypool said. Guess what? That would have disqualified him from entering this country. He should have been sent back at that very second to El Salvador. Nobles and Claypool also said DHS officials could have simply placed a phone call to El Salvador's law enforcement officials to quickly learn that the illegal alien suspect was, in fact, a member of the MS-13 gang, which also would have triggered his deportation. It gets even worse, Claypool detailed. HHS was responsible for putting him in a holding facility for a couple of days and then making a phone call and confirming that this young man had what's called a verified sponsor, a relative, a known verified relative. HHS blew it, too, and they're going to pay the price because he runs away about a month after he goes to this alleged verified sponsor. Emphasis added. It gets even worse. The illegal alien suspect ends up in this trailer as a roommate with lovely Kayla that was leased out by another illegal immigrant. We're done with this. The federal government has blood on their hands. They owed a duty to protect Kayla and others in this country. Emphasis added. Nobles said her daughter was a sweetheart who was very loving, very happy. The best thing that describes her, we played it at her memorial, is girls just want to have fun. She had a great outlook on life, Nobles said. I know she had no clue of the evilness in this world. Mayorkas is currently facing an impeachment effort led by House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, who invited Nobles to testify before the committee. Mayorkas failed to appear before the committee and meet with Nobles. Related flashback, mother of MS-13 victim Kayla Hamilton testifies, I am her voice now. I hear a lot about more funding, more resources, and all that. How is that going to help them do their job in the first place? They failed Kayla by not checking her murderer's background and did not make that one phone call. One phone call could have saved my baby's life. They didn't, Nobles told Congress. I know Americans commit crimes on other Americans, but why do we have to take other countries' trash? Nobles said of the illegal alien MS-13 gang member accused of murdering her daughter. From fiscal year 2021 through fiscal year 2023, more than 370,000 UACs have been released into the U.S. Interior by Biden's DHS. The majority of UACs, 61% to 66%, are males, while 69% to 72% are 15 to 18 years old. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.